Evelyn Strawn coordinates the efforts of the Network of Open Space Friends. She says that after talking about it for several years, the group decided...
This year we would try to do what we call a waste audit, and we separated the NIPs. So when volunteers were out picking up trash along the side of the road, in just a couple of hours in Plymouth, we picked up more than 3,500 of these NIPs.
And yet, at their August 31st meeting, the majority of the Select Board struck down Article 24, calling for a ban on the sale of NIPs in town. Some selectmen basing their vote against on bills in the legislature that propose a deposit on the sale of NIP. State Representative Matt Muratori.
There are actually four bills that are pending up at the State House for the NIP bill. Right now, though, I think some of the communities are getting frustrated because that bottle bill has been going through for 10 years now. Nothing's happened, and yet the litter is on the side of the road.
And Selectman Cavaco and Bletzer have ensured that nothing will happen at fall town meeting. That means the legislative body of the town will not be allowed to debate the matter because on their recommendation, Article 24 was ultimately withdrawn. In June 2020, Falmouth Town Meeting banned the sale of NIPs, and in March, the Attorney General's Municipal Law Unit approved the bylaw, finding it not preempted by or inconsistent with state law. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.